The South Shore's Morning News rolls on. I'm Rob Hakalov. Beth Foster is in today, and it's time now to check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
Good morning, Rob, and good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
All right, so what do we got here? Another data breach?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's unprecedented this time. We spoke of this back in April when the threat actor actually released some of the database for sale. But this is a database that contains almost 3 billion records.
Oh, man.
All right. Yeah, so
it's scary, Rob, because it supposedly has social security numbers, names, mailing addresses, and it's everything you can use to take control of someone's identity.
Oh, boy. Okay. So this is, this is talking about the serious stuff, because sometimes I don't really mind if they have my email or my phone number. I mean, I know,
right,
I should be a little concerned about it, but I feel like, well, I just, I won't read them or I won't answer the phone ever. But with social security and address or birth dates or other more personal information, then you can start to do some stuff. Now, I'm not saying the other things aren't a part of the puzzle, but these ones will definitely get you there sooner.
That's correct. And these ones are far more dangerous to us as individuals. So the National Public Data Company, which is a data aggregator, actually admitted to this breach. But we haven't heard what their penalties might be because of this. So we'll see where that goes. But so they've got lots of information. The potential impact on us would be identity theft, more phishing scams, financial fraud, all the things that we should be concerned about. But we have to take some action. I really feel we need to take some action at this point in time. And, you know, we talk about this all the time, about locking down your credit or placing a fraud alert on your credit account. But at this point in time, I think it would behoove everybody to do this, even though it's a little bit inconvenient. Mm-hmm. It's something that you should do to protect yourself, because this is not going to happen today or tomorrow, but in the future, online.
Okay.
Or you can call the 800 numbers. And I put all the information, links, and phone numbers in the article that's on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And one extra step that we haven't talked about before, but when you do these, when you put the credit hold or fraud alert on your accounts, ask each credit bureau to send you a free credit report after it places the fraud alert. Then you can review your credit report for accounts and inquiries that you do not recognize.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely signs of identity theft.
Mm-hmm.
So we really have to be proactive at this point in time. You know, 3 billion records is everyone here in this country.
Mm-hmm. No, right. So, David, you cannot assume that your current banks or credit unions already have a fraud alert on that. Because I'm under the assumption that that's already built in to, like, whatever banking institution I have.
Oh, a fraud
alert. I'd like to say that that's true, but I don't believe that that is correct.
Okay, so we really need, on a personal, individual level, people need to proactively go and do this. They can't just rely on automatic checks and balances.
Correct, because it's not so much the checks and balances of the bank, but if I have your information, I can open a new account in your name.
Uh-huh.
I can take out credit, I could buy a house, I could do any number of things that would seriously affect your credit. And if I stole your identity, that's a difficult thing to get reversed.
Yeah. Now, if you have the service Credit Karma, do you think that's a good place to start? Because I think they send me alerts and stuff.
Yeah, I think that anything you do proactively is better than doing nothing.
Okay,
so I would start there, but I would still go to all three major credit reporting bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, because they're the ones that...
What is the company? Do we know it's National Public Data? Is that a company, or are they?
Yeah, it's a company. They're considered a data aggregator. They collect data from all different sources, from banks, from people, from the web, from anywhere else, and they bring it all into a database, which they then rent out to people for marketing and that type of thing. But if they have all this data in one place and their servers aren't secure, that's how the breach happens, and it gets released onto the dark web. So, you know, we need to see some things happen to these data aggregators when there are breaches like this, but we haven't seen any real punishment yet.
Wow. Mm. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Because, I mean, they just say, well, you know, we issued an apology. And some of these things, David, do we know when it happens? Because typically with these data breaches, it seems like we hear about them later than...
Yeah, we never hear about it on the same day. No, we talked about this breach back on April, right about April 8th, when the first set of data was released to the dark web. But that doesn't mean that this data wasn't collected a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It seems as if it's not going to get right.
But I really think we need to be, as individuals, we need to be more proactive with protecting ourselves mm-hmm. from the people who are trying to make money stealing our information.
I feel as if this almost was like a huge get for the people who do these data breaches. Like now they might feel a little bit invincible.
Well, if they get the data and they sell it,
yeah.
They're earning their income, I guess you want to say.
Right. Yeah.
We want to try to stop that. So mm-hmm. if let's say that 2.5 billion people put on those credit alerts and fraud alerts.
Yeah.
And this data was sold to cyber criminals or threat actors. And when they tried to use it, they were stopped and blocked at every turn. Then this could help slow things down. I don't think it will ever stop it, but it'll help slow things down. So we as the individuals need to do something at this point in time.
Right. And at the end of the day, you know, yeah, we really need to just watch out for ourselves and protect
and
ourselves.
We need to fight these data aggregators also.
Right.
We need to have some really strong and harsh penalties for these types.
No, if they're not very good at it, then yeah. they should get out of this business.
They seem elusive, though.
Well, I guess because I think David's saying is that they just haven't been held to, a higher standard, I guess, right? So they've been able to kind of just exist along. And, you know, I don't know, whatever we talked about, there may not be enough regulation or maybe there's not a process in place. Or I don't know if there is a process in place and they're just the government's not using it. But it would be the government that has to step in this case, I guess, right?
Exactly. And, you know, none of us want more government intervention.
No, I know.
This is where we want it to happen, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they're the only ones that can enforce it and have some teeth, I guess, in terms of
accept problems because of this data breach. Then that company, National Public Data, should be responsible for cleaning that mess up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. I mean, accountability, I guess, would be like any other company that that is responsible for a disaster or you find that the company is at fault, then typically they would be responsible, right, for the costs incurred. And as you said, it can be a very difficult process because I think, you know, for some of the people, you know, and it hasn't happened to me, part of me does think, oh, you know, well, that's, you know, what's the worst that could happen? But I don't want to go down there because I've heard it is bad, right,
yeah.
David? And it just sticks around forever.
Exactly. And if you do have your identity stolen, it's difficult to get back on top of that.
Right. Yeah. It is.
All right, so lots to think about. Another data breach, as we've been talking about, this one unprecedented, 2.9 billion records compromised. That's a B, so a lot. David's got the details, and he's also got those links as well and phone numbers to help you with these legitimate companies and fraud alerts. So, David, where do people go to get all that?
Folks should go to my website, xsmartit.com, click on the blog link, and get everything you need to proactively protect yourself from these threat actors.
All right. David Snell, xsmartit.com. David Snell, xsmartit in Wareham. Thank you, David.
Have a great day, guys.
You